This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Fun War.
I just realized some great irony here, reading Donna Brazile's story in Politico. The headline, as Donna Brazile sells out the DNC and Hillary Clinton as a sacrificial lamb for what appears to be some serious money laundering and some shady campaign financing techniques. The headline is, Inside Hillary Clinton's Secret Takeover of the DNC. I can't believe I didn't realize this when I first read this headline. Secret? Secret? This was not a secret to anyone. The entire dump of WikiLeaks emails showed how Hillary Clinton took over the DNC. InfoWars has been covering Hillary Clinton rigging the DNC primaries since they began. This is how they trick the average audience, Roger. Inside Hillary Clinton's secret takeover. It was a secret, even though InfoWars told you, even though WikiLeaks dropped the emails, even though Project Veritas even exposed the DNC. But it's secret because it wasn't reported on until now, according to Politico.
You know, if you look at it, Deborah Wasserman Schultz, the former chairwoman of the Democrats.
The disgraced chairwoman.
Right, who was forced to step down after WikiLeaks published documents that indicated that they had to change the rules, bend the rules to cheat Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. By the way, do you know how the California Democratic primary came out in 2016? No, you don't. You know why? Because they haven't finished. Yeah. No, they haven't finished counting. They still haven't finished counting. You know why? That's because Bernie Sanders won
in a landslide.
And we have to repress that. Look, I know Donna Brazile. I kind of like Donna Brazile. In all honesty, on a personal level, our politics are really quite different. I was introduced to her by the Reverend Al Sharpton, who I also know, and who I also, on a personal level, like. Even though our politics are completely opposite. I'm going to buy her book. I think it's going to be very interesting. She clearly is coming out from under the yoke of the Clintons now, and I think there's going to be a lot of truth-telling there about how the DNC was run. But in the case of Wasserman Schultz, a guy jumped in the primary against her 2 years ago, whose name escapes me at the moment, but he got 40-plus percent of the vote just based on her theft of the nomination from Bernie Sanders. He was a Sanders supporter, and he's running again, and now he has not only that issue, but he also has her involvement with the Awan brothers, and the fact that she allowed these two Pakistani hackers, in essence, access to the DNC computers. Now, what's important to understand here...
While they were even in Pakistan.
And what's important here to understand is that after she was formally informed by the Capitol Hill police that the Awan brothers were under investigation for stealing data and money, she changed their status within the House computer system from consultant to employee so that their access to the U.S. House of Representatives computer would be uninterrupted. That makes her an accessory to their thievery of both data and money. So lock her up, Deborah Wasserman Schultz. They're coming for you next.
We literally have books. I mean, it's like we have like an encyclopedia of all of the Clinton corruption, ranging from Bill Clinton's time in Arkansas to Bill Clinton's time as president, you know, selling nuclear secrets to the Chinese, selling us out to Russia with Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal. We literally have an encyclopedia, stacks of everything, the WikiLeaks, the Project Veritas, all just demonizing and damning Hillary Clinton. When are people going to wake up? Is the public? So that's what I'm saying. Will Donna Brazile's book another add it to the stack of the encyclopedia showing the Clinton family crime syndicate? And by the way, we're going to have a Hillary Clinton in the next segment where she's demonizing Donald Trump for saying radical Islamic terror. We'll have that clip in the next segment. But will the public ever wake up to how corrupt Hillary really is, or are they too brainwashed?
If you want to know, get The Clintons' War on Women by Roger Stone. There's the definitive story on their corruption.
Read it. Give it to a liberal friend. Give it to a brainwashed friend. And then either see how brainwashed they are or get them to wake up.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it doesn't matter that we just had a radical Islam terror attack. Allahu Akbar! In New York City. It doesn't matter that we're told that on September 11th that radical Islamic terrorists led by Osama bin Laden wanted to kill thousands of Americans and destroy our way of life. None of that matters to Hillary Clinton. All that matters is don't offend the Muslims. White males are the problem, not the Muslims. Don't you get that? So Hillary Clinton, not even, 48 hours removed from a radical Islamic terror attack in New York City, goes on The Daily Show, a comedy show, a joke show. So a joke woman goes on a joke show and demonizes President Trump for daring to call out radical Islamic terror.
Talk about what happened with the event that they are concerned about. But not to point fingers, not to scapegoat, right. Not to try to set Americans against each other. And unfortunately, that just is not part
wasn't
of the job
American, Hillary.
That our current president accepts or is willing to perform. You know, of course he can have his own point of view and push his policies. That goes with the job.
Right.
But not to continue to divide Americans against each other. So he just doesn't have any empathy. And you can disagree with somebody over all kinds of partisan issues, but you want to have a president who can try to put himself into the shoes, the feelings of somebody else, and right. He has not been able to.
What in the hell is she talking about? President Trump is putting himself in the shoes of people that died because of a radical Allahu Akbar. And Hillary Clinton goes on a joke television show with a joke host. We're joined by John Rappaport now. John, I don't even know how to... I go through phases, honestly, in this very demanding mental job that we have here covering this nonsense and this corruption every day. I go through phases. I'm like on the brink of a phase now. I can't even deal with this anymore. I can't look at Hillary Clinton anymore. I can't listen to her voice anymore. This woman is such a lying demon freak. I can't believe that she would get up there and spread these lies, say that Trump is the one with the cold heart when she's literally the most cold-hearted woman I've ever heard of. John, try to bring me back to earth here, man, because I'm literally fuming that Hillary Clinton said this stuff.
Well, as you know, and as most of our listeners know, this is the tactic of the people who are trying to demolish what is left of the United States. They blame their crimes and their point of view and their state of mind on other people. So whatever it is that they're guilty of, they will tell you that somebody else, in this case, their enemies, are guilty of. That's their strategy. It always has been. It's the MSM strategy of news. We're lying, so we accuse other people of lying. We're committing crimes and keeping vital information from people, so we accuse independent media of doing that. She has no empathy, therefore she accuses Trump, in this case, could be anybody, of having no empathy. It's just the tactic. It's a psychological tactic. These people are so embedded in it that they can't get out of it, and they never will be able to get out of it. It's now a compulsion and an obsession with them. What am I guilty of? Okay, now I've got to find somebody else to blame and say they're the ones who did it. So this goes on and on.
How do we, because I'm a constitutionalist, fully on with the Bill of Rights. I don't want to stop anyone's free speech. But at the same time, we have a conservative nature that puts protecting our way of life and keeping the ideas that created America going. And you see someone like Hillary Clinton and the host of the fake news program that she was on literally trying to destroy our country and destroy the very fabric of truth, to literally distort reality. I mean, how do we deal with this? Because I can't stop her right to free speech. I'll tell you what, John, I'll ask the same question I asked of Leanne McAdoo. If Hillary Clinton or people of her ilk that have been breaking the law and lying to Americans for dozens of years, if no one is put behind bars, let's say Trump is in for 8 years. If no one inside Hillary Clinton's ilk that breaks the law, hand over fist, steals money, if no one ends up behind bars, is justice dead in this country?
No, because it's already been dead. I mean, you could ask the same question about the CIA. You could say, well, if nobody from the CIA has gone to jail since 1947, when the CIA was created, and the CIA is roaming all over the world committing one crime after another in serial fashion, and no significant figure inside the CIA is ever sent to prison, is justice dead? Sure. In a sense, it's been dead for a long time. But that doesn't mean that we stop and say there's nothing that can be done.
Can we restore it, though?
Oh, yeah. We're in this fight, as you well know, and we're scoring victories every day because more and more people are waking up. And the seesaw has been tilting for quite some time now, from major media mind control to independent media. It's tilting in our direction. More and more people who are completely disgusted with the status quo and the way things are done are waking up to the truth. And that is called pressure, my friends. Pressure builds and builds and builds to the point where the people who are in power can ignore it no longer, and they begin to make more and more grievous mistakes, tell more and more obvious lies. I remain optimistic. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, no, and actually I do agree with everything you said. I actually broke this down on the War Room yesterday, which is going to kick off here right after the conclusion of the Alex Jones Show, when John Rappaport signs off. You know, we are in the beginning of the American Renaissance, and at the end of the day, everyone will end up on the Trump movement. I'm just calling it the Trump movement because that is the beachhead. That is the spear that broke the establishment's armor, if you will. And eventually, after, who knows how long it will take. I mean, the original Renaissance, I think they say, took 300 years. So who knows how long it'll take now. I guess it's just that we really care about people too much. I really care about the truth and justice too much, that sitting here having to watch Hillary Clinton, a known criminal, go on television and smear Donald Trump for talking about radical Islamic terror that just killed 8 people in New York, it just makes me so sick. It makes my head spin.
I understand. Believe me. I've been at that crossroad many times over the last 35 years working as a reporter. And what I finally came to decide was, you just keep going. Because what is the alternative? You're going to stop? No, nobody. We're not going to stop. So there are these moments when it feels like it's too much. You can't get past it. But then the sun rises tomorrow and you are past it. And you're onward. And you have renewed energy because you know that you're on the side of the truth and what's right. And that is a motivation that can't be overestimated. It's that powerful.
The establishment, essentially, the deep state has dozens, even hundreds of Tokyo roses out there basically telling to tell the left that they still have victory and Donald Trump and his movement is losing. Even though, as you said, we're absolutely kicking ass. It's not even close. Trump's movement is winning hand over fist. But, you know, it's just, I think that what we're in the midst of right now, just like the American Revolution defeated the British World Empire that was so powerful, nobody thought they could be defeated. America is now back to defeat the global empire. America is now back to defeat the globalist New World Order empire that nobody thought could be beat. That's what they said about the British Empire. The Americans beat that. Guess what, globalists? We're going to beat you too.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine would...
John Rappaport here. Hello, everybody. Sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour, InfoWars. You know, I want to repeat something that I said a couple of weeks ago when I was on, because I find that fewer and fewer people understand what free market and capitalism really means. We're not talking about crony capitalism, secret backroom deals. We're not talking about globalism. We're talking about transfer from you to me. From you to you, from you to you. Product, money, good, support. This is the simplest form of exchange. At InfoWarsLife.com, you see many products. Caveman, fluoride-free toothpaste. On and on and on and on. These products help your health. You pay for them. DNA Force. 25% off at the moment, while supplies last. You are freely spending your money to get something good for you, and then that money goes to support the truth at InfoWars. It's that simple. It's that free. It's that straightforward. Nobody else is involved in these transactions. That's called the open market. That's what kids don't learn about in school anymore. Somebody's recent article indicates that 43% of millennials would prefer to live under socialism and communism. What? Obviously, these youngins don't have a clue. Not a clue as to what would really happen to them. They think it's all mommy and daddy protecting them. And freebies flow in from the sky and from who knows where. And all is well. All is well. But it's not. Because they're never educated in the very basics of the free market. They don't know what it is. They wouldn't know what it is if it suddenly reared up and bit them. You work. You earn money. You decide to spend money on something that you consider valuable, in this case, InfoWarsLife.com products. That money goes to InfoWars. It's spent on the operation of InfoWars, which is to spread the truth, to wake people up. What I was talking about with Owen in the last segment, to wake people up and thereby exert more and more pressure on the powers that be, and believe me, they can feel it. They know it's there. Get that simple fact. What globalism wants to do is to come in and promise the moon and say, you see, we understand that you're helpless, you're dependent, you can't do anything. Of course, of course, of course, of course. And then as an aside, they say, well, we understand that because we helped make you that way. But you don't hear that part. And now that you're helpless and dependent and needy, always needing more and more and more, don't worry, we'll take care of you. All you have to do is allow us to erase all borders and nations and create one planet, indivisible, with no liberty and no justice for all. And then we can take over, and then we can bring in a technocratic society in which everything is ruled and measured and quoted You get this, you get that, you don't get that. Leave all that up to us. We are the globalists. We'll take care of you. That's the new system. Oh, gee, that sounds great. I like that. You mean I don't have to do anything? I don't have to work. I don't have to think. I don't have to exert effort, determination. I don't have to have a vision of what I want for my own life. Yes, that's right. That's right. It'll all be well. It'll all be well. And then you get a giant society based on this, where government contracts are feeding and fueling gigantic companies and corporations that claim that they're making huge amounts of profits. Yeah, because they're in the government trough, which is the tax trough and the invented money trough. And we're pulling this back down to the simplest, best system called free market. Okay. I want to shift gears here because for me this is opioid epidemic week in every venue that I can get access to. But for this audience, I want to present some background. You've all heard now about the opioid epidemic that is raging throughout the U.S., England, and many other countries around the world. These are devastating drugs, far more powerful than morphine, synthetic drugs that are addicting people, that lead to their...
One of the things that we can do is look at blister packs as an alternative to how opioids are dispensed right now, and perhaps package opioids in blister packs where it might come in a 2, 4, 6, or 8...
U.S. since the year 2000. About 30,000 deaths a year, and who knows how much other maiming and destruction and addiction and so on and so forth. That's what we're talking about. But what is the background on that? I keep reminding people that this is the globalist medical cartel at work at the highest levels. The medical cartel in the long run is the most significant cartel in the globalist bag. Why? Because through the lifelong treatment from birth to the cemetery, people are diagnosed with one condition after another, many of them fake, prescribed incredibly toxic drugs at each stage, and then eventually become too debilitated to think, to resist, to understand what's going on, and they die. And that's the history. That's the history. That's the history of many, many individuals under the globalist medical cartel. As a reporter for 35 years now, I've investigated this up one side and down the other and inside out and upside down. And there is no other conclusion to draw except that at the highest levels of power, in the medical cartel, at the very highest top of the mountain, these people understand exactly what they're doing, that they are waging essentially chemical warfare against the population of the planet for the purpose of destroying and debilitating populations, making them thus easier to control. That's the background. That's what you have to understand before we get into what is happening in the most chilling epidemic that I have seen in terms of its instant destruction in my 35 years of reporting, which is the opioid epidemic. This is John Rappaport here for Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour, talking about the opioid epidemic. This is a global alert. You have to understand what is going on. I've given you the background in the last segment. This is the globalist medical cartel at the highest level, toxifying, poisoning, waging chemical warfare against the population. Opioid pharmaceuticals, okay, like Demerol, like Percocet, Percodan, OxyContin, fentanyl, synthetics, which are far more powerful than morphine. I stopped counting how many of these opioid pharmaceuticals there are when I got to 50. There are probably 100 of them. These pills are reaching addicts all over the world. And I'm not just talking about people who have been living on the streets for a long time. I'm talking about all kinds of people in every segment of the population. And these drugs sedate and sedate and sedate the longer you take them. Respiratory depression, shutting down of systems in the body, death, addiction, destruction, chemical warfare. 300,000 deaths estimated in the U.S. since the year 2000. Roughly 30,000 deaths a year, and it's on the increase. A few significant facts that we have to understand. There are, yes, honest and honorable people working for the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, who are trying to shut down the illegal trafficking of these opioids in America. And they are being hamstrung and straitjacketed, okay? Because in the year 2016, a law was passed that contained essentially a secret section that was voted on unanimously by both houses of Congress and signed by Obama that made the DEA painted into an almost impossible corner to stop huge trafficking shipments of opioid pills from manufacturers and distributors onto addicts. The DEA can easily spot these gigantic shipments as being trafficking as opposed to any legitimate medical use. They could freeze these shipments, but now they are literally hamstrung by this law that was passed. By a secret session, a section in that law that must be repealed. The Washington Post, of all people, asked Obama and former Attorney General Lynch, Loretta Lynch, to comment on this law, and they refused. They refused to say anything. Refused. Declined. Well, it's killing all kinds of people and addicting everybody, and the law makes it almost impossible for the DEA to act. But you know what? I think I'll decline to comment on this. Really? This is the attitude of a former president? I think I'll decline to comment on this. Okay. An insider with whom I spoke, absolutely reliable, somebody who has been fighting valiantly for years to put a lid on this trafficking of destructive opioids, explained in a conversation with me about 3 weeks ago the pipeline, how it works. Okay? I'm going to give it to you as quickly as I can. Imagine this, out in the middle of nowhere, in a nowhere area where hardly anybody lives, in a very small town, there is a little pharmacy and a little medical clinic. And in that medical clinic, there are one or two doctors who are writing 50 to 100 prescriptions a day for various opioid drugs. Every month, like clockwork, people are flying in from all over the country to this nowhere little place in a nowhere town out in Nowheresville to buy prescriptions and get them filled and fly home and start to sell these to street dealers who sell them to addicts at every level of society. A little pain clinic or a little pharmacy could have on hand at any one time 1 million opioid pills, 1 million, which they could sell in the course of a year. And there are many of these little operations all over the country. Where do these millions of opioid pills come from. They come from distributors. What is a distributor? It is a legitimate company that is in the business of wholesaling medicines, medical drugs of all kinds, to pharmacies. But in this case, the distributors are aware that they are also drug traffickers. And where are the distributors getting their millions of opioid pills from? The pharmaceutical manufacturers, who are also aware that they are engaging in drug trafficking. That's pipeline number one. There's another one, too, which I have time to get to, I will. But I want you to understand how this works. Purdue Pharmaceuticals and Insys, I-N-S-Y-S, Pharmaceuticals, have now come under the scope of law enforcement in America. Purdue, which made about $35 billion on OxyContin, an opioid, ended up being fined, wait for it, $600 million, and several executives prosecuted criminally ended up with a sentence of 400 hours of community service. That was Purdue Pharmaceuticals under the Sackler family. Now John Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, has been arrested. He is the founder of Insys Pharmaceuticals for also bribery and fraud. What these major pharmaceutical companies do, among other things, in their racketeering activities, is bribe and pay doctors, so forth, to say, and researchers to say, these drugs are not all that harmful. They can be used long-term for many different conditions, even conditions that are not approved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is criminal fraud. This is chemical warfare being justified against the population. There is another pipeline, and the DEA is well aware of it. And I have written articles about this over at No More Fake News, sightings, sources, and their comments. It's in the open source literature. It's there. It's in even the mainstream press. Underground labs in China that are making designer spin-offs of a drug like fentanyl, much more powerful than fentanyl, and these are apparently coming in illegally up through Mexico into the United States. Another reason for border control. We'll get to the rest of that pipeline because it's very important to understand the killer effects involved there. But we're coming up on a break. Just keep in mind, underground Chinese labs. John Rappaport, see you after the break on the other side.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
John Rappaport here in our last segment in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex at InfoWars. The DEA is now admitting openly that many of these opioid drugs, which are really designer spin-offs, are coming from underground Chinese labs into the U.S. and other countries. This is so serious that they are throwing up their hands, the DEA, and saying, we don't know how to contain it. We don't know what to do about it. And some of these designer compounds are getting into the standard toxic opioids like fentanyl and so forth, and nobody knows it. The dealers don't know it. The addicts certainly don't know it. And this can be death. Not long-term addiction, but short-term death, because the drugs are so powerful. That's why I'm going into detail here. That's why I'm issuing this alert to everybody who's listening to get this message out there. On top of all of this, we have a drug called carfentanyl that is also getting into the pipeline, the opioid pipeline. And carfentanyl is an elephant tranquilizer. It is thousands of times more potent and powerful than fentanyl, which is already about 50 times more powerful than morphine. And if you know what morphine is, you know that it is a powerful painkiller. Carfentanil is instant death. If it's mixed into the powder, the capsules, the pills, whatever, who is going to know? Who is going to know? This is happening, folks. Again, in the open source, the DEA is saying, and they're even calling it first responders. In other words, the people from law enforcement who are trying to do their jobs, who encounter trafficking shipments of these drugs, have to be extremely careful not to inhale them. If they have a cut, not to allow any of the drug in there, because a tiny, tiny amount can cause instant death. That's what we're dealing with here. That is what we're dealing with here. People have to wake up and understand this. They have to get what is happening here. You know, on the other side of this whole thing, there are people who are in severe agonizing pain that need painkillers. So what's happening on the other side of the coin? Many of these people are finding it much more difficult to get prescriptions from their doctors. Why? Because now there is a tremendous hesitancy and fear inside the medical profession of being accused of giving out too much of these drugs. And so naturally, because these people are so stupid and incompetent, they are swinging way over to the other side. I know the case because it's been reported to me by a very reliable friend of a woman who was, after surgery, in agonizing pain, and her doctors in the hospital were refusing to give her any kind of serious painkillers. And if it weren't for her husband, who was raising holy hell in the hospital, almost to the point of being arrested, nothing would have taken away that woman's pain. That's the other side of the coin. Insanity on both ends. This is spreading, people. This is not diminishing. And as I mentioned in the last segment, the DEA is hamstrung and put in a straitjacket by a law passed in 2016 under the Obama administration, signed by Obama, with no comment whatsoever from Loretta Lynch, the attorney general who is in charge of the DEA. Just let it go by the boards. And my insider told me the overwhelming number of congressmen who voted for this bill from the House and the Senate had no idea what they were voting on. As usual, they were brain dead. They don't read these bills. They have no idea what's in them. And there was a secret section in there that made it almost impossible for the DEA to stop gigantic, obvious shipments trafficking these dangerous opioids. In other words, walking into a pharmaceutical company and saying, hey, we know from your records that you're about to ship a million opioid pills to nowhere town in the middle of nowhere to a small pharmacy. So we know you're a criminal, and we're arresting you, and we're freezing the shipment. Can't do it anymore. Now the DEA has to go through an elaborate process to justify and plead and grovel in order to take action. Tied up in court. Pharmaceutical companies who are operating as killers, basically. Killers are shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, we're now well on the way to being immune from prosecution for illegal trafficking, as far as the DEA is concerned. And so these pharmaceutical companies are plotting and scheming day and night in every way possible to exempt themselves from discovery, prosecution, sentencing, criminal action, while they pump out more and more of these hideous drugs and addict and kill larger and larger numbers of people. that's what's going on. And it's getting worse. Getting worse. So finally now, you hear Congress people starting to make some noises about this. Well, where were you when you voted for the law that hamstrung the DEA? Where were you? Where were you when you discovered as early as the year 2000, as I have documented time and time again, that by a very conservative estimate, the medical system in America kills 225,000 people every year like clockwork, which is 2.25 million deaths at the door of the medical cartel every decade. Where were you? Where have you been? You know, I've got to maybe wrap this up. I know a lot of people out there, and with very good reason and so forth, are always looking for the most esoteric possible means by which people are being attacked in this society. Fine. Go to it. You bet. Absolutely. I'm with you. But at the same time, be willing to look at what's in front of your nose right now. That there is a system firmly planted in the soil of this country and other countries around the world called the medical cartel, which by a mainstream, impeccable, meticulous, you know, all the credentials were there in the year 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, et cetera, et cetera. American medical system is killing 225,000 people a year. And the boys have put up on the screen here, Johns Hopkins study suggests medical error is the third leading cause of death in the U.S. That comes 16 years later after Dr. Barbara Starfield established that medical destruction is at least the third leading cause of death in the U.S. What would you say if one of these esoteric things you could actually say, look here, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, if you want to know what the killer effects are, 225,000 deaths a year, 2.25 million people in America are being killed every decade by the medical system. And the FDA is aware of it, Congress is aware of it, the pharmaceutical manufacturers who are doing it are aware of it. The American Medical Association is aware of it, has been aware of it for a long time. What do you call people who know for a long, long time what their own actions are causing and do nothing about it? Killers is what you call them. Murderers is what you call them. Because that's what they are. And that is the most powerful arm of globalism in the long term, the medical cartel. Thanks for listening. This is John Rappaport. See you soon on InfoWars.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and